This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We heard yesterday about efforts here in the U.S. to fight tuberculosis, often successfully. But in many parts of the world, tuberculosis is not only out of control, the germ is becoming even more dangerous. Strains of TB have emerged that are difficult, if not impossible, to treat.
It's reviving an old debate about tuberculosis, whether it's better to isolate patients in a sanatorium or treat them at home. One country grappling with this issue is the former Soviet Republic of Moldova. We continue our series on tuberculosis with this report by NPR's Jason Bobian.
A chilly breeze drifts through the children's ward of a tuberculosis hospital in northern Moldova. Despite the cold weather, the windows are open slightly to try to sweep airborne tuberculosis bacteria out of the building. The children being treated here are bundled in sweaters. Coarse wool blankets are stretched across the rows of single beds. Dr. Alla Ivanova says the young patients live here for extended periods of time.
The shortest period here is 2 months. The longest period could be 6-8 months or a year.
It's lunchtime on the ward. The kids range in age from 5 to 16 years old. They're clustered around wooden tables in the dining area. One teenager sits with a young girl in her lap. Most of the staff wear white surgical masks, but none of the patients do. Some politicians and public health officials in Moldova, including the head of the local health department, believe the country needs more hospitals like this one to deal with the burgeoning problem of multidrug-resistant tuberculosis. But there's a growing argument that places like this actually fuel the spread of MDR-TB. For example, the head of the children's ward is out sick with tuberculosis.
There is increasing evidence that one of the key factors contributing to that high rate of MDR are actually TB hospitals.
Andrei Moshnega is with the Center for Health Policy and Studies in Moldova, which works closely with nonprofit TB treatment providers in the country.
Nowhere in the world there are so many TB hospitals, there are so many TB beds as we have in this region.
Moldova's TB hospital system is a holdover from the days of the Soviet Union. Under the Soviets, patients were housed, treated, and detained at sprawling campus-like TB facilities. Moshnega says the problem now is that the TB hospitals have fallen into disrepair. There's poor infection control, and drug-resistant strains of TB can end up spreading rapidly in the wards.
The TB hospitals should be closed as soon as possible, and outpatient treatment should be promoted not only to save money, but also to prevent the further development of MDR-TB.
Roughly 40% of tuberculosis cases in Moldova are now classified as multidrug resistant, and MDR-TB can be extremely difficult to treat. Patients have to take up to 25 pills a day. The medications have powerful side effects. Some patients go deaf, others go insane. The treatment can last up to 2 years, and it's expensive. Treating a single drug-resistant TB case in the U.S. or Western Europe can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, mainly because patients are kept in medical isolation. The bill is not nearly so high in Moldova's overcrowded TB wards, but it still puts a heavy burden on this impoverished nation's healthcare system. Moshnega says once patients have started taking their medicine regularly, they pose little risk of transmitting the disease, and they can be cured as easily at home as in a hospital. The World Health Organization recommends a system called directly observed treatment for TB patients. The idea is that a healthcare professional, a social worker, somebody, watches the patient take his or her daily medication. And there are efforts underway to do this in Moldova.
Hello.
Galina Zaporojin is a volunteer with a TB support group called Speranta Teri in the Moldovan city of Balts. She's walking up the steps of a ramshackle wooden house on the outskirts of the city to deliver medicine to a 62-year-old TB patient. It's 9 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, but the woman is already completely drunk and doesn't want to take her pills. Zaporojin is a music teacher by profession. She has no tolerance for children who fail to practice or drunks who refuse to take their medicine. Zaporojin started volunteering to deliver medicine to TB patients at their homes after her own son was sick with the disease. She gets a stipend of just $8 a month for delivering drugs to 4 patients every day of the week except Sunday. Volunteers like Zaporojin offer a low-tech, inexpensive, yet highly effective way to get TB patients to follow their medical regimens. She may represent the future of tuberculosis treatment in Eastern Europe and other places grappling with the rising burden of drug-resistant TB. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.